place, will you? Have a look at this.
Strike fireworks?
Sure.
Fireworks? Oh, good heavens. Whatever are you going to do with those?
Well, you don't think I'm going to have my breakfast, do you?
No.
Breakfast?
I'm going to let them off, of course.
Let them off?
Yeah, we'll stick some under Percy's chair. Oh, boy, is this going to be any good?
What? Strike, you'll cop it, Bottomley.
Yes, my word, you will.
Oh, baloney. It'll just be an accident.
Yeah?
Percy wouldn't know anyhow. He'll probably just think he's got indigestion.
Well, you can leave me
break
out of
down,
this.
Break it down, Bottomley, break it down.
Listen, what's the matter with you blokes? You sound like a pair of sissies.
Sissies?
No, we're not.
Just because you refuse to put crackers under the teacher's chair, you can hardly call us sissies.
No, of course not.
Oh, rats. You ought to be both home in your cradles.
I should go to the punch,
you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, keep your ear on. Don't get excited. If you don't want to be in it, all right.
Well, I reckon you only get everybody
out. Here's Dr. Pym now.
What's
your name? Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
You're too late, Bottomley.
No, I'm not waiting. Granny gets here.
Excuse me, are you two boys talking?
Yes, sir.
Well, make up your minds, or better still, I'll make them up for you. You were talking. Yes, Al. And why are you too late?
We weren't late.
No, sir.
Yes, you were. I didn't say you were.
You just said, why are you too late?
Yes, I know I did, but I didn't mean that. I didn't mean, why are you too late? I meant, why are you too late?
Did you eat something that disagreed with you?
Yes, I think it must have been those quinces I had last night. Ever since I've had them, wait a minute. Eat something? What are you talking about?
I thought you were ill, sir.
Ill?
Yeah, yes, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
All right, there's no need for everybody to talk at once.
I didn't say anything, sir.
All right, Crawler. All right, the pledge. I didn't say you did, but don't, that's all.
No, sir.
And Baloney. Bottomley.
Yes, sir?
Are you just trying to start an argument with the idea of getting me confused?
Oh, me, sir?
Yes, you.
No, sir.
Well, what did Stanford mean when he said that you were too late?
Too late, sir?
Yes, what were you too late for?
I?
You mean, sir, why were you too late?
Yes, why were you too late? That's what I mean.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I said.
No, sir. You said, what were you too late for?
Yes, but did I?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the four of us weren't late, sir.
Weren't you?
No, Green Bottle's the only one.
But sir, that's not right. That's got nothing to do with it.
I wasn't late anyhow.
Wake me up when all this has worked out.
Stanford misunderstood what I said.
Just a minute. Look, if you boys would only allow me to manage this class, we might not get into all these muddles. And what you're talking about, the pledge, I don't know.
Well, you ended the sentence with a preposition, sir.
What, again?
What, again? Did I... Look, you mind your own business, Bottomley.
Yes, sir, you finished with the preposition for, F-O-R.
Did I?
Yes, sir, but Stanford thought I meant for, F-O-U-R.
Right? Oh, I see. Oh, you are.
I?
Oh, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you are.
Well, of all things.
What? Bottomley, and don't say you didn't ask for that. You've been on the verge of getting the stick ever since I got here. And now you've got it, so perhaps now you're satisfied.
Strike!
And I wish somebody would tell me what this is all about. I've never known a class with such a remarkable ability to get nowhere in such a short space of time. Every lesson, before we know where we are, we're talking about nothing. And then all of a sudden, who am I? I mean, where are we?
When, sir?
When I... Shut up.
Yes, sir.
How can I be expected to make head or tail of anything if you're going to keep asking questions all the time? I'm in such a muddle now I can't understand anything.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, what is it you want to know?
Well, I was wondering if you could, if... Oh, it's the mania.
Yes.
Now, you'll be in a bigger muddle, sir.
Of course you would arrive at this time, Green Bottle.
Yes.
Well, look, all you have to do is to sit down there in your place and keep that tongue of yours still.
Yes, but I thought I might be of some assistance.
How did you? Well, the greatest assistance you can give to me, Green Bottle, would be for you to develop a severe attack of lockjaw.
Yes.
And the sooner the quicker. The better the sooner.
For richer for poorer.
For better for worse.
Say I will.
I will.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Yes.
Thank you.
What?
So you have it again, are you, Bottle? You seem to have the idea that you can just sit there and pass silly remarks all day. But you can't, my boy. You're just behaving like a prize baboon.
Yeah.
And you were in that as much as he was, Green Bottle. And that'll do you the world of good, too. You seem to make an idiot of yourself the minute you put your nose inside the classroom.
No, I don't.
And I say you do, so that's the end of it. Now, for goodness sake, settle down, everybody, and let's do some work.
Yes.
Almost half the lesson has gone, and not a stroke of work have we done.
No, sir.
And I came along here today determined to get through the work that I'd scheduled. Oh, it's terrible.
Yes, sir.
And every lesson is the same.
Yes, sir.
You seem to take no notice of me at all.
Yes,
I think I'm a failure.
Oh, stop it. You're breaking my heart.
Yes, I know. What? I'll break your neck in a minute, Bottomley.
Why?
If you know what's good for you, my boy, you'll be extremely careful for the rest of this lesson. I've stood just about as much as I can stand for one day, so I'm warning you.
Oh,
in fact, that applies to all of you.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like you to remember that none of you leave until we finish the whole of this history.
Yes, sir.
History, sir?
Yes, history.
Yes, well, history's my best subject.
Oh, is it? Well, I don't want you to take any part in the lesson at all.
Why?
You've wasted quite enough of our time last lesson. Expounding your supposed knowledge of history.
Yes, sir.
No, I never!
But I'm not going to argue with you, Greenbottle, so hold your tongue.
Yeah.
And woe betide you if you try and put me off the track.
Yeah.
Are you going to continue with the House of Lancaster, sir?
Yes, to pledge, I am.
But we finished that, sir, didn't we?
Finished it?
Yes, sir, Henry 456.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, we did though.
Listen, Stanford, just attend to your own affairs and let me conduct the lessons. We got the names of the kings in the House of Lancaster, certainly. And don't say Henry 456. It sounds like a telephone number. It was Henry the 4th, Henry the 5th, and Henry the 6th.
Yes, sir.
Now I want to find out when they were on the throne.
Henry the 4th, sir, was 1399-1413.
Yes, that's right. Well, we had that last lesson.
Yes, sir, I remember that.
Yes, but that's as far as we got.
Yes.
Now, look, I'll just write that much up on the blackboard. Henry the 4th, Henry the 5th, Henry the 6th. And I don't want any fooling while my back is turned.
No, sir.
Why, you don't think the wind falls?
Yes, Bottomley, I do, so you can save your breath.
Ah.
Yes, sir. Now, I'll write them up. Henry the 4th.
Hey, Gritty.
Yeah?
Want to see some fireworks?
Fireworks? Oh, yeah.
Hey, fair go, Bottomley.
I think I can hear you boys talking.
Yeah. Oh, oh, no, yes, sir. No, no.
Well, pay attention to what I'm writing.
Yes,
I like this one, shall I?
Yeah.
Strike, you cop it.
I say, have a care, Bottomley.
What do you want, Lordy?
But that's a basketball.
So what?
Careful, Bottomley, careful. Don't do it.
Figure, put that match out.
Yeah, stop it, stop it.
Throw it over in the rubbish, Bob.
Listen to this, boys. This is going to be a roast. Here it goes, over there.
Oh, they've got me.
What was that noise going to be? Yes, well, I heard something, too.
Who was responsible for that? Who was responsible?
For what, sir?
For that cracker. Who let that cracker off?
What cracker, sir?
Don't be sorry, you only make things worse.
Hey, sir, look over there, sir.
Well, what's the matter with you, Stanford?
Look, sir, all the papers in the rubbish box are alive.
Yes, look!
The rubbish box is on fire, sir.
Fire? It's on fire!
Look at the fire!
Yes!
Yes, what?
Yes, look at the fire!
Yes, that's what I said.
Yes, so did I!
Well, look, do something! Call the fire brigade! Do something!
Mr. Snoodle, sir?
Mr.
Snoodle!
Hi, Mr. Snoodle!
Oh, he's born.
I heard a report.
A report? Of course you heard a report.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Snoodle.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Now we're back to where we started.
Yes, but look at the fire!
Look, I think I'm going to faint.
Why, sir?
Why? How do I know?
Excuse me?
Yes?
The place is on fire.
Yes, look at the fire!
All right, that's as decent.
Yes, all right, I know that, you numbskull, but do something.
Hey, sir, we better get out of here.
Yes, look at the fire!
The smoke's getting very thick, sir.
Yes, I think we had better get out of here. The smoke is getting bad.
Yes. I'm bound to think of it in a minute.
Look, everybody out. Go on, get out of here before it's too late. You too, Mr. Snoodle.
Yes!
Come over here, away from the fire, you boys.
Yes, our place will be alight in a minute.
Yes!
Oh, this is terrible. There'll be trouble over this. Don't you worry, there'll be trouble over this.
Steps should be taken to put the fire out.
Now, hold your tongue.
Yes.
Look at it. The flames have reached the roof almost.
Yes, sir, we are.
You'll regret this, Bottomley. You'll regret this, my boy.
Oh, fair go, sir. I didn't mean to start a fire.
No, but you meant to let that cracker off, and this is the outcome of it.
I didn't say I let the cracker off.
No, I know you didn't, but who else would do it?
Not me, sir.
No, I know. I don't need much imagination to know who let that cracker off.
Strike, that's not fair.
Look, sir, people are starting to gather.
Well, that's not surprising.
Hey, here comes a policeman. Look, here comes a policeman.
I never did anything.
Somebody should call the fire brigade.
Yes, the fire brigade ought to be here.
Steps should be taken to put the fire out.
Yes, well, come over to the policeman.
Yeah, come over to the policeman.
He'll fix it up.
Tell him to call the brigade.
Well, let's hope he can do something anyhow.
Now, stand back. Yes, stand back. Keep your heads, everybody. I'm in charge here.
I say, my good man, excuse me. Are you a policeman?
Well, what do I look like, a girl guide?
Well, if you are, you're in the wrong clothes.
Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Yes, I... No.
He's a policeman, sir. Of course he is.
Yes, yes, a girl guide doesn't wear long trousers.
Now, yes, of course sir. I do.
Now, listen, stand back there, or I'll run the lot of you in.
Oh, no, you won't.
No? Who said that?
I did. Yes, I did.
So you're being funny again, are you?
Yes.
Now get away from here before I put you behind the bar.
But look, I didn't say that. And what's more, I've got a perfect right here.
Yeah? Well, I'm telling you to move on.
Move on?
Yeah, you're hindering the fire.
What? Striker's fire is this? Yes, whose fire is this?
That's what I'm here to find out. I'm looking after it.
Why don't you call the fire brigade?
Why don't you run away, Sonny? I have called the fire brigade.
What'd you call them?
Everything.
Bosmy, you'll get yourself into jail if you're not very careful.
Yes, and he'll have a bit of company, too, if you don't do what you're told.
But listen,
here I come, sir.
Here comes the fire brigade. Look!
Oh, at last. At last.
Hey, stand back, you kids. Stand back there. You'll get yourselves run over.
We're all right here.
Yes, we want to see the fire.
And I tell you, you can't see the fire. Not from there, anyhow. Get back.
Oh, I say, look, there's no need to push me like that.
No, you're likely to get yourself into trouble.
Oh, I am, I?
Sure. This gentleman happens to be a champion wrestler.
Oh, he does.
Yes, I do.
And when he's roused, there's trouble.
Yes, just rouse me and see what happens.
Yes, go on, rouse him.
Sure.
Oh, I say.
And how did you like that?
Maybe he's not roused enough.
No?
Stop it.
And there's plenty more where that one comes from.
Oh, good heavens, you're making a big mistake, officer. Stop. This is Dr. Pym.
Yeah, well, I don't care if he's Robinson Crusoe. When the law says move on, he moves on.
But he should be allowed to stop and watch his own fire.
Yes, if I start a thing, I'd like to see the finish of it.
Oh, so you started it, did you?
Why, certainly I did, yes.
Well, right, you're under arrest. You're under arrest.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. You're coming down to the station.
You might as well go, sir. The fire's just about finished anyhow.
Yes.
But listen, that means the finish of the school.
Yeah, and it means the finish of you, too.
But listen, officer.
Save your breath and tell it to the judge.
Oh,
you better say goodbye to them kids. Come on, we're leaving.
Leaving? But listen, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Steps should be taken to put the fire out.
You're too late. The place is practically burnt down.
The bell's still standing.
Well, ring it and let's all go out.
Yeah.